Okay, well, welcome everyone. Kind of a small group to get started, but I'm sure others will trickle in. And we are also a little bit late getting the announcement out for this presentation. But those of you who are here, welcome, and we are recording the session, so if you do have to leave or get interrupted, we intend to put this up on the HumanWare website later. So you're here for to learn, hopefully, about the Victor Reader stream. We're pretty excited about it. And customers have been as well. We've got several hundred units shipped to the U.S. customers alone and getting a very positive response and feedback on that. So I'd like to introduce Jerry Chevalier. Jerry is the Victor Reader product manager for HumanWare. Jerry is in Alberta, Canada. And he'll give us an overview of the product, a bit of a demonstration, and really what we feel is the most important part of these presentations and why we do them is to make them interactive. So hopefully you didn't come just for a lecture. We just want to show you a few things and highlight some things that we feel are important, but we really like to focus on question and answer and giving you the opportunity to interact with us. So we'll have plenty of time for questions and discussion afterwards. So with that said, Jerry Chevalier.
Well, thank you very much, Matthew. It's a pleasure to join you folks today. Just before I get started, we've got a very small group, so I'm going to ask if any of the people here have not seen or touched or heard the Victor Reader stream, please say so, and I'll do a physical description and general overview. If you've all seen and touched a unit, I can skip that and go into more of a live demonstration. So if you can just key your mic and let us know if you've never seen the stream before, that's fine. I'll describe it. Okay, so it sounds like everyone has some experience with the stream, so I don't need to go through a long description of the physical appearance and the buttons and so on. So I'll talk in more general terms about how you use the product and the kinds of content that we intend to have it play and the target community and so on. So some of these things are perhaps not apparent to you because DAISY is a big world out there and there are many different kinds of DAISY books and many different kinds of content that people want to play. So the first thing to understand about the stream is in fact the key describer mode. And this is a handy way to introduce the product to people who look at it and feel that there's a lot of buttons and maybe that's a bit of a challenge to learn. But of course, as you all know, the buttons are arranged as a telephone number pad. So that's 12 buttons right away that are in a very, very familiar arrangement that everybody understands and can relate to. The number 5 key having a little bump to orient you to that telephone pad. So if I remove the SD memory card, which is used to store all the books and music and files that you want to play on the stream, if I just loosen that card and lift it out of the slot a little bit, the machine will automatically go into a key describer mode, and I can then press buttons to learn what they do. So, for example, if I press the button with the bump in the center of the keypad, the number 5.
Where am I? 5. No media.
It tells me that's number 5, which is a where am I key, and it's telling me that there's no media. It only says no media on the first key press, just in case I wasn't sure why I'm getting these keys described. It tells me there's no media in the machine. Now, if I look above and below the number 5 key.
Scroll up, 2. Scroll down, 8.
We have scroll up and scroll down, and these are scrolling up and down through a navigation menu, what we call navigation levels on the stream. This is the Victor Reader navigation paradigm that was invented way back in 1998 with our first Victor Reader Pro CD player, and it was very easy for people to learn, and we've kept it ever since. We use the 4 arrow keys, 2 and 8, to go up and down the navigation menu, and 4 and 6 to navigate backward or forward at the chosen level. And this is what we call the 4 arrow Victor Reader navigation, and we've had this on our players now for 8 years, and it has worked very successfully for us, and of course has been reproduced in the stream. So if I press 4,
move back, 4, move forward, 6.
You can see that it's just reminding me that 4 and 6 are to move back or move forward at the level of navigation that I've chosen with 2 and 8. So we'll do that in a minute when I play a book. Now let's just look at a few of the other keys. Number 1.
Bookshelf.
A very important key. This is the way we navigate through major areas of the SD memory card that we call bookshelves. And we've defined 5 different bookshelves for the stream. And you can have multiple books on each of those bookshelves. We'll go through that in a minute. Now the number 3.
Delete 3.
Delete is used on the bookshelf to delete books. So if you've got a newspaper book or a magazine book, something that's more transient in nature, you may want to delete it after you've finished reading it. And on the notes bookshelf, where you do your voice recordings, the number 3 becomes not a delete book, but a delete note option, so you can delete that particular voice recording that you're focused on. Number 7 key.
Menu, navigation and playback, loop, disable.
You can see that there's quite a bit of information here. The number 7 key is a configuration menu that we built into the stream to let you choose between different kinds of configurations for the player. There's not a lot of things in there. We don't want this menu to become overly complex, but basically you can choose to enable a loop playback of your content so that when it's finished playing, it will start over at the beginning. You might have a very short article or book that you want to loop for some reason. That same menu option lets you select random play, which applies only to music, so you can basically shuffle the playlist of your music files that you've got on the stream. You can also set skippable elements in this. There are not a lot of Daisy books produced with skippable elements, but skippable elements are defined as different elements of the book that you may or may not want to listen to. For example, sidebars or footnotes, producer notes, where the producer says, producer note, this picture has 18 people in it, and from left to right in the back row we have, and so on, and you decide, I don't want to hear those kind of things. You can go into the configuration menu and set to skip or play those particular kinds of elements. And if the book producer has marked the particular elements as skippable elements, then the stream will understand those and skip them according to whether you've set that in this configuration menu. So just because a book may have footnotes doesn't mean they're skippable. It's important to understand that the book producer has to put the Daisy skippable tags on those elements in order for the skippable processing to work in stream. The number 9 key.
Playback mode 9.
This is for selecting the playback mode. There are 2 playback modes on stream. The first one is to replay or to play recorded books, and the second one is to play text only. Now, if the book is recorded and has no text component, then stream will know that and it will play automatically in recorded playback mode. However, if the book is an advanced Daisy book, and there are some books out there, I'll show you one in a minute. There are some books out there that have both the electronic text as well as the human recorded narration present inside the same book. So there are HTML files that contain the actual words of the book, and then there's MP3 files that contain the narration, recorded narration. And in such a book, the text is synchronized with the audio, meaning that you can switch back and forth with the number 9 key between the recorded audio and the text of the book. So, for example, supposing the narrator on the recorded portion said a word or a name that you didn't quite understand and you wanted to know how to spell that word, you could actually press the number 9 key and synchronize into the same part of the book in the electronic text. And then using the arrow keys and the built-in text-to-speech of stream, you could find that word and actually spell it out. And then you could switch back to the recorded narration and continue listening. So we also have just a couple of more keys on the key describer. The number 0 key.
Info, 0. No media. Battery power, battery level, high. About Victor Reader, version 1.1.9. Model 303. Stream 1. User key. Serial number 95-1. 3 0 3 0 0 0 2 2 1.
This is what we call the book and information key. There wasn't any information about the book because I haven't got the media loaded, but it would have given me the book title, the number of hours played, the number of hours remaining to be played, and the total time of the book. And then in addition, you heard it give information about the battery status, about the player in terms of software version number and serial number. So all of that information is available to you on the information key. And once you press it and the information announcement starts, you can step through the different sections quickly by using the 4 or 6 keys. So if you're just trying to quickly get to your player serial number, let's say, which is at the very end, then the fastest way to do that is to press the 0 key and then immediately press the left arrow number 4 key, and the announcement will flip to the around to the back. In other words, you'll get the last piece of information, which is the serial number. So that's a little tip of how to quickly get through the information that's presented on the player. And then either side of the 0 key, we have, like on the telephone pad, the star and pound keys, and these are just used to either cancel an entry or to confirm an entry. So, for example, if you're going to a page on the stream, and you can type the go to page key,
go to page,
which is just above the number 1 key, and then enter a page number, and then confirm that page number with the pound key. And that will move to that particular page of the book, right to the top of the page, and stop. And then you're precisely located. If you, on the other hand, you want to just start playing at page 25, instead of using the confirm key, you could type go to page, press 25, and then immediately press the play key. And that would position you to the top of 25 and start playing that page. So we actually use the play key to confirm or the pound key, and your choice simply depends whether you want to position but not play, or you want to position and then start playing immediately. And that's a feature. Some people say, well, why would I want to go there without playing? And the answer is that some people sometimes want to accurately position a bookmark, so they don't want the playback to start, and they want to just position to that particular page and then enter their bookmark. So we give you the choice, go to page followed by confirm key, or go to page followed by the play key. Another tip and trick is if you just type go to page and press play, the player will assume page 0, and this is a very quick way to get to the start of a book. Just below the number pad, we have and this key, if any of you have used the stream, it's a very handy key, and many people use it, including myself, almost every day. When I go to sleep, I press the sleep key, and each time I press it, I can choose between 15, 30, 45, or 60 minutes of sleep, and the player will actually play for that length of time and then shut off. Just below the sleep key, we have, of course, the play stop.
Play stop.
And to its left.
Rewind.
And to its right.
Fast forward.
And the only other key I've left out is above the number 3 of the keypad.
Bookmark.
We have a bookmark menu which lets us insert bookmarks, go to a particular numbered bookmark that we've entered before. A bookmark list, which means that when I enter the bookmark list, I can use the 4 and 6 keys to move back and forth between previously entered bookmarks. Another tip and trick is to realize that every bookmark list in stream for each book has an automatic bookmark for the beginning and end of book. So if you've got a 20-hour book and you want to quickly get to the end, maybe you want to look in the index, for example, a good way to do that would be to go into the bookmark list and then press number 6. If you've never entered any books before, you're going to automatically have the only bookmark that's there would be the beginning or end of book. So if you just entered the bookmark list, press the number 6 or right arrow key, it would say end of book, and then you could confirm that with the confirm key, and then simply back up using the 4 key to the beginning of the index. So this would be a very quick way of getting to it if you didn't know what page number the index was, or you didn't want to navigate through 25 chapters to finally arrive at the index. Now, on the side of the player, we have the power button, of course, which is press and held to turn the unit on or off. And just below the power button are the up and down arrows to control volume, speed, and tone. And the power button actually toggles between those settings. So when the unit is on, if I tap the power button once, it'll switch from volume to speed setting. I tap it again, it'll switch to tone setting. And I tap it again, it'll switch back to volume setting. For your convenience, there are two volume settings. If you change the speaker volume, it will be changed and remembered independently of the headphone volume. So this is useful because you probably have the speaker at a higher setting than you would the headphones. And so if you flip back and forth between headphone and speaker, you don't have to continually readjust the volume because the stream will remember each setting separately. I'm going to push the SD card back in now.
Climbing the highest mount.
Okay, and you see that stream immediately remembered which bookshelf I was on, which was the talking bookshelf, and it remembered the first book is called Climbing the Highest Mountain. I was reading this before, and so it automatically loaded that book and put me back into my last reading position. Before we explore this little book, Climbing the Highest Mountain, let's just press the number one key and go through the bookshelf, which I told you was a very important feature to understand in the stream. I'm going to press the key one.
Bookshelf, talking books, four, books, one.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
So that told me that I'm currently on the talking books bookshelf, and this is where we put the DAISY or the NISO books that are structured and have the chapter, section, and page markup that is well known for the DAISY or NISO books. And I have four books on this bookshelf, and it announced the first book, which was Climbing the Highest Mountain, or at least rather the current book that I'm playing. If I press the bookshelf again.
Other books, six, books, one.
My job.
Now, this is called the Other Books bookshelf, and by Other Books, we simply mean recorded books, so typically MP3, but they could be WAV or Vorbis files. These are recorded books that have no structure, so it would be perhaps a commercial MP3 book that you bought in the store, or it could be podcasts, MP3s that you've downloaded and you want to play on the stream. Any kind of recorded MP3 that is not a structured book and so has no inherent navigation like the DAISY books. Now I'll press number one again.
Music, one, book.
Now this is the music bookshelf, and again these are MP3s or WAV or Vorbis files recorded, but in this case we intend you to put music in here because you could put music into the other books bookshelf and those music files would play just fine. But the bookshelves behave differently, so it's important to put the content into the correct bookshelf depending on the behavior that you're seeking. For example, in the other books bookshelf, we expect that a book might consist of multiple MP3 files, maybe an MP3 file for each chapter. So let's say Harry Potter is a book with 37 MP3 files that represent chapters 1 to 37. Then on the other bookshelf, you would create a folder called Harry Potter, and you'd put all of those 37 MP3 files into that folder. And the stream will assume that every folder on the other books bookshelf is a book. So in other words, it'll remember a separate reading position for each of those folders, and it will, when it reaches the end of a file in a given folder, it will automatically continue playing the next file. When it reaches the last file, the end of the last file in the book, it will stop playing because presumably that's the last file, the last chapter in a book, and you don't want it to automatically start playing the next book. However, in the music bookshelf, it behaves quite differently. First of all, you heard
text files for talking music, one book.
You heard music, one book. In the music bookshelf, we use the entire music structure and define that as a single book. So it's not possible to have multiple books in the music bookshelf, and therefore there's only one current reading position for the entire music structure and only one set of bookmarks for the entire music structure. So in the case of other books, we can have bookmarks saved separately for each of the folders in the other bookshelf, in other words, each book. We can have a set of bookmarks for Harry Potter, a set of bookmarks for each other book that's in that other books folder. But for music, we can only have a set of bookmarks for the entire music structure because it is the only book, and we can only have one current reading position. Also, you can still have files and folders in the music bookshelf, and we do let you navigate those using the up and down arrows to select folder or file, and then move through the folders or files with the 4 and 6 key. However, when you reach the end of a file, the last file in a folder in the music book, the stream will continue with the first file in the next folder of the music. Because in this case, we presume that if it's music, you want it to play continuously through all of the folders, just like you'd like it to change to the next CD if you had a multi-CD player. So it's important to understand when you use the music or other books bookshelf that they are both MP3 recorded, but depending on how you want to treat the playback, you would put books and podcasts and things like that in the other books, and you'd simply put music into the music bookshelf. The text files.
Text files. 4. Books. 1.
Humanware. Company profile text.
Now, this is a bookshelf that contains text files, and in this particular case, we define each and every file as a book, because most books are contained in, most textbooks that have e-text are contained in single files. Now, we're having some users tell us that's not the case, that they might have 25 text files that make up one book, and in that case, if they put those files into the bookshelf, they're actually treated by the stream as 25 different books. So we're looking into the possibility of how to deal with that in the future. But in general, the way it behaves now, the text files is defined such that each file that you put into that bookshelf is treated as one individual book by the stream. That means that the current position will be saved for each file, the current reading position, and any bookmarks that you place will be saved separately, a complete set of bookmarks for each file. And of course, these are text files or HTML files, meaning that the built-in vocalizer text-to-speech is used to play them. If I press the bookshelf again,
Notes, 1, Book.
We're back to, we move to the next bookshelf, which is Notes, and this is where we have recorded notes. Now here again, you heard one book. So in the Notes bookshelf, it's the same as Music. We have defined only one book for the entire list of notes, meaning that if you have 15 recorded notes in this bookshelf, you will have one current reading position saved for all 15, and you will have one set of bookmarks available for all 15 notes. So let's say you had this could create a problem if you have, let's say, a two-hour lecture that you've recorded in class, and you want to go back and study that classroom lecture and record a bunch of bookmarks. If you've got bookmarks in other notes as well, they're going to be overlapped, so you're not going to be able to have a complete set of bookmarks for the two-hour lecture. So a way to get around that would be to take the card, and using Windows Explorer, you could move that note over to the other books bookshelf. And this is another tip. That's the intention. Since all of you have used the stream a little bit, I'm going to give a lot of tips. You could take the two-hour note and move it over to the other books and create a folder, let's say, called Classroom October 10, 2007, whatever you want to call the folder, and move your note inside that folder. And now it will be treated as a single book by stream because you've put it into its own folder in the other books bookshelf. And now you can have a complete set of bookmarks for that note. You can also rename the note when it's inside that bookshelf. So it could be instead of 00001.3GP, which is what it's called in the notes bookshelf, you could rename it to mathclass.3GP. And the text-to-speech voice would announce that when you're browsing the other books. So that's a good trick for archiving your notes if you start to collect a lot of voice notes, maybe you're recording lectures or interviews, and you want to move those over to other books and rename them so that you can retain them longer and have good, meaningful names and sets of bookmarks and separate reading positions for each of them. So let's press the bookshelf again and go back to the talking books.
Talking books, 4, books, 1.
Climbing the highest mount.
Now I'm just going to start this little book playing.
Play a small introduction to the Norwegian mountains, for those who may be interested.
Producer note.
This digital talking book in the DAISY 202 format demonstrates the use of skippable elements in an NCC-only book.
Okay, now this is basically a nonsense book, but the DAISY Consortium made this book some years ago to demonstrate how you could have synchronized text and audio and how you could have skippable elements in books. So you heard what was being presented there was the playback of the recorded narration, and I'm going to press the number 9 key now.
Text-to-speech audio.
And the book is synchronized with text and audio, like I described before, and this book is done purposely this way to demonstrate the full impact of DAISY. And I've now told it to switch over to the text portion of the book, and I'm going to press play.
Producer note.
About this digital talking book. 1. Chapter 1. The Norwegian Mountains. Chapter 1.
So you hear that it's playing the same part of the book. It started at that same paragraph that I played with the recorded audio, but it was using the text-to-speech vocalizer to play the text, because in fact I'm playing the actual electronic text of the book rather than the recorded portion at this point. So now I could use the advanced functions of the stream player to navigate by sentence or by phrase, or by word, or even using character navigation and spell out a word. If I press the number 9 key, I'll go back to the recorded audio.
Recorded audio.
Most people in the world do not pay the proper attention to the mountains in Norway.
So here again, I've continued where I left off, and I'm back into the recorded portion of the book. But it shows for study books and reference books that if you have a DAISY full synchronized text and audio book, that you have quite a very powerful study tool, because you have access to both the text and the recorded narration, and you can move freely back and forth between them. So if you encounter such books in your studies or your future reading, you can rest assured that the stream is there to play them for you. What else should I show you before we finish here and I start taking questions? Oh, let's do a little bit of the variable speed playback, just in case some of you haven't experienced that.
In fact, probably less than 1% of the population on this planet has actually seen them. Hence, it's appropriate to present these mountains.
Oh, excuse me, I've got my tone setting, so I'm changing the tone as I'm pressing the arrow keys. I'm going to press the play again and let it continue playing, and then I'm going to tap the power button once, and you're going to hear it say volume, which means I've selected to change the volume. I'll tap it one more time and you'll hear speed, and at this point I can use the up and down arrows to change the playback speed.
To a wider audience.
Volume.
Section 1-1.
Speed.
How and when did they get there? For all practical purposes, they have always been there. They will probably stay there for some more time. And how they got there? Well, who cares? Before we continue to elaborate on this extremely interesting topic, let's have a skippable sidebar.
Sidebar.
Sidebar 1. How old is a mountain? Mountains seem to be...
So, there you've seen the variable speed. Now, you heard sidebar and producer notes in this book. Let me just quickly show you what's happening with that. The sidebars and producer notes are being read by the player. They're being played by the player, and I can switch those off in this particular book because these are genuine DAISY skippable elements in this book. If I go to the menu key with number 7,
menu, navigation and playback, loop, disable,
and I press the down arrow now that I'm in the menu.
Time jump, 10 minutes.
Now, this is the time jump setting where I can decide to vary my time jump between 1, 5, or 10 minute jumps. It's currently set to 10. I'm going to down arrow again in the menu.
Loop. Disable. Time jump. 10 minutes.
And let's change that time jump to 5 minutes by pressing the number 4 key.
5 minutes.
And I can confirm that.
Selected.
And so that's now done. That's not what I came in here to do, but it reminded me that I hadn't talked about time jump. So time jump is very useful in MP3 books, in the other books folder, for example, where you have no markup in the recording. And so instead of just navigating by fast forward, you can actually press the 4 and 6 key and time jump through the book in either 1, 5, or 10 minute jumps. Myself, I prefer to use 10 minute jumps because the fast forward I use for smaller movements. But I just changed it to 5 minutes just to illustrate. But I'm still in the menu. I'm going to press 7 again.
Skip all. Play.
And we've now entered the skippable menu settings. And we heard that all the elements for skippable are set to play. If I press the down arrow.
Footnote. Play.
It's this is telling me that the footnote is set to play. If I press down arrow again.
Page number. Play.
Page numbers are set to be playing.
Producer note. Play.
and producer note is set to be play. Let's change, use a 6 key and change that to be
skip.
So now we've told it that producer notes should be skipped. And if I confirm that with the confirm key,
selected,
and then I exit the menu with the star key,
leaving menu.
Now, if I start playing this little book again, let's go to the top of the book with the little tip I showed you. Go to page.
Go to page.
Followed by the play key.
Beginning of book.
Climbing the highest mountain. This is simply a small introduction to the Norwegian mountains, for those who may be interested. Page 1, chapter.
So you notice now we went back to the beginning of the book where it used to say right at the top of that book, producer note, and it gave a producer note in when we played it earlier that you're not hearing anymore because I told it to skip producer notes. So with this kind of feature, you can do the same thing for footnotes and sidebars and even page numbers if the book has been marked up with these kinds of skippable elements. So let's just quickly go into the other books bookshelf and talk a little bit about time jump.
Bookshelf, talking books, 4, books, 1.
Climbing.
Other books, 6, books, 1.
Maestro.
2.
Victor Reader Stream.
3.
Vocalizer.
4.
The Ambler Warning, Unabridged, Part 1.
The Best Neighborhood. A neighborhood that contained embassies, art museums, churches.
Okay, I'm now into the other books bookshelf, and I've selected an MP3 commercial book called The Ambler Warning. And this book is one where it would be very handy to have the time jump because it doesn't have other kinds of navigation. So if I press the 2 or 8 key,
time jump 5 minutes.
You can see that I've landed on the time jump navigation level, and it said 5 minutes, which was the value that we chose in the menu just a few minutes ago. And if I press the play key,
bookstores, apartment buildings,
and now press the 6,
a place, it was a subject.
I just jumped by 5 minutes by doing that single press of the number 6 key. So that's the added flexibility that you get by having the time jump feature. I can also use the what we call the accelerated fast forward. So if I press the play and then hold down the fast forward key.
Cultural diplomacy. Friendship through education. 1 minute. No records were located for Harrison Ambler. 2 minutes. Luxury. A luxury he could no longer afford. 5 minutes. He was bone weary. 10 minutes. Mr. President, nothing. It was a virgin parcel of...
So you can see what's happening there is I was holding the fast forward down through all of that, and for the first 5 seconds, it just fast forwarded a little bit, and you could hear the chirping sound. And if I released the key before 5 seconds, I would have had a small amount of fast forward. But because I continued to hold it down, it went into the accelerated mode. So after 5 seconds, it did a 1 minute jump. And then it switched back to normal play, so I could hear a bit of a clip. And it waited 3 more seconds, and then it jumped to 2 minutes, and then it waited 3 more seconds and jumped to 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes, and then 15 minutes, and so on. So in accelerated mode, the biggest jump we take is 5 minutes every 3 seconds. And during that 3 seconds, we play a normal speed clip in case that there's content that you might recognize that gives you a clue as to your location. So that's the advantage of fast forward rewind. There's also a feature in the talking books and in the other books. If I simply tap the rewind or fast forward key once,
led precisely in this incomprehension, question filled in with the past 7.
Each of those presses, I was tapping the fast forward key once, and I get a 5 second jump when I do that. So if you just missed a couple of words and you say, oh, what was that the narrator said, you can just tap the rewind once or twice and you'll back up 5 or 10 seconds. It's a very quick way to just repeat a few words. So with the stream, you have a lot of flexibility to move in very small time increments, like 5 seconds or all the way up to 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minute jumps. And if, of course, you've got a DAISY book with page and chapter headings, then you can also navigate using the 2 and 8 to choose those navigation levels. Let's just go back to the talking books.
Books, text, notes, 1. Talking books, 4. Books, 1.
Climbing the highest mountain.
And we'll find another book here.
2.
Canadian story.
I'm going to select this book. It's a very good book that was done on the history of blindness in Canada by CNIB. It is also a full text, full audio book, and it has multiple level navigation in the DAISY, as well as ability to synchronize with the text or the recorded audio. But I haven't shown you yet the 2 and 8 navigation keys, so we'll just make that the last part of our demonstration before we open for questions. So I'll start the book playing, and then I'm going to continuously press the number 8 key so you can hear the choices of navigation that are available for us in this book.
Book. This book is contained page and done one
time jump 5 minutes.
CD.
Phrase. Level 1.
This DAISY copy.
Level 2.
Looking book allows you to
page
navigate directly to the headings within it.
So you heard that we have level 1, level 2. Which are basically, level 1 means a chapter in this book, and level 2 means a section within a chapter. Then we have page navigation, we have our time jump navigation, which is currently set to 5 minutes, and we have phrase navigation, which again depends on what the producer decided for phrase navigation, but typically it would be a sentence or a paragraph. In this case of this book, I believe phrases are set up as paragraphs. So if I go return back to the level 1,
level 2, level 1,
and now I press the 6 key at level 1, I'm going to advance by a major section in the book, so a chapter at a time.
Cover material, newspaper clipping, dedication, table of contents, forward, forward, the book, acknowledgement. Introduction. Invitations to examine.
So you get the idea that very quickly I'm moving through major sections of the book. If I press the Where Am I key.
Where am I? Page 14, heading 12.
Introduction.
So it tells me that I'm in the 12th heading from the beginning of the book. So that's the, in other words, the 12th DAISY section that's been marked in this book. And the name of this section is Introduction, which was what was recorded as the chapter heading. It also told me I'm on page 14. So I can move with the Go to Page key to another page.
Go to page 2, 5.
The practice of combining deaf and blind people.
Where am I? Page 25, heading 19.
So that was a very simple way to jump ahead to page 25. I typed go to page, and then I pressed 2 and 5, and then I hit the play key, which positioned me to 25 and started to play. I pressed the where am I key, and it confirmed that I was on page 25, and it gave me the new heading number. If you press the go to page key, if you press it twice, it's a very useful function called go to heading, because many DAISY books do not have pages marked in the book, and so you can also jump to a relative heading of the book. For example, we're now on heading 19. So if I press go to page twice,
go to page, go to heading.
It becomes go to heading. If I type in heading 14 where we were before,
1, 4,
and press play.
Confederation and beyond. The changes that...
Where am I? Page 15, heading 14.
Confederation and beyond.
So this is just to show that, you know, all is not the end of the world if you have a book with DAISY headings, but you don't have page numbers, and you want to quickly get to chapter 15, you can simply type in go to heading 15. And you'll probably arrive very close to chapter 15. There's usually a few headings at the beginning of the book which are about the author and about the book and acknowledgments and so on. So, in fact, chapter 15 might turn out to be heading 18 or 19. But regardless, if you don't have page numbers, you still have the go to heading key to help jump you quickly to a significant a section of that book. I think that's all I want to say, because we don't want this session to be all of me talking. There's a lot more to be said about transferring books and using the SD cards and so on. But I think we've got a small group, and I'll open it up now. I'm going to unlock the keyboard and let people queue up for questions, and I'd be happy to talk to you and answer the questions. So I'll turn it over to Matthew to moderate that. Okay, I think I've unlocked the key. Matthew, are you able to use the mic?
Yeah, sorry about that, Jerry. Your mic lock was stuck the first time. And we only have a couple people dropped out. They sent text messages saying that they had to go, but that they appreciated the presentation. And I'll go back and read this chat window here with Janine. I heard the first part of it, that she's in New Zealand, and I believe that her and her sister have streams on order. And let me read the rest of this. I think she has a question for you also. Yes, Janine's asking, her and her sister both have their streams on order and they can't wait. And her question is if we have any idea when the stream will be ready for Audible.com.
Audible.com is working in the lab at the moment. We're just concluding the process with Audible.com themselves to review the do a technical review of the program that the stream has for Audible, and also their legal people have to vet the license agreement between HumanWare and Audible. So we actually hope to have this all working in the next couple of weeks. So I can't give you a precise date, but my hope is that Audible will be out on the next version of Stream before the end of October.
And I'll just add, Janine, that the if you do receive your stream before that happens, the software is a very, very simple process to update. And since you're in New Zealand, you would, if you do need any assistance with the company headquarters being there, you may well be familiar with Maura Sloan or Chantel Griffiths or some of the staff in New Zealand, and they would also be happy to assist you. But it's a pretty painless process to download a single file and place it on your SD card and insert it into the stream. And as long as it's connected to your power adapter, just for safe measure, the stream updates itself. It lets you know what's happening with voice prompts, and it takes about a whole, what, Jerry, about 60 seconds or so, and that's it. The machine powers itself off, and you're all updated. So hopefully your stream will be there soon, and you can enjoy everything Jerry's already talked about. And then once we're ready with our Audible.com support, that'll be a very simple update that you'll be able to do on the player yourself.
It's unfortunate Janine left us, but we are recording this. And Matthew, what you might want to do is put up the URL to the stream page, because everybody listening to this should register to what we call the Stream Newswire. There's a link on the Stream homepage that says register to the Newswire, and what this is a one-way mailing list. So we will make announcements about stream updates or other activities related to the stream, and put that out on the Newswire. So there's also a user discussion list, and that's much more much busier, because it's a discussion list two-way, and the users interact and discuss. And so some people prefer just to get a Newswire with announcements, and you're more than welcome to join that. The people on the Newswire will be the first ones to hear about the release of Stream version 1.1 when it's ready. So if you want to be the first to hear about that, be sure you're a member of the Newswire. Just a simple 60-second process to click on that link and register your name, and we'll make sure that you're getting those announcements when they come out. If you're listening to the recording of this at a later date, then please visit the Stream page at humanware.com, find the products, and navigate to Stream. And on that Stream page, you will see a link for register to Newswire.